Roughly 32 million Hispanics will be eligible to vote in November. That's according to the Pew Research Center. Connecticut has more than 500,000 Latinos. For some of them, voting in the U.S. is a new or different experience. As Connecticut Public Radio's Brenda Leon reports, the trick is voter engagement, and local in-person assistance centers are a vital resource.
Pablo Liriano is an 85-year-old urban gardener who is voting for the first time in November's election.
Soy Dominicano. Yo hoy soy Americano.
I am Dominican, and today I am American. I come from the Dominican Republic, and I thank God first that they opened the doors for me in this country. I came legally on July 10, 1999, and have been here for almost 22 years.
After waiting more than a decade, he got his citizenship in 2018. Then, he registered to vote at Hartford's Park Street Library, located in Frog Hollow, the heart of the city's Latino community.
Casualmente. I just happened to say that I want to vote and I want to register.
Graciela Rivera is a librarian at Hartford Public Library's Park Street branch, which is doing outreach to register more people to vote.
Sometimes, as a Latina myself, right, we don't think about how important it is to make sure your voice counts because at times we don't feel like our voice matters.
Rivera also grew up in Frog Hollow and knows the neighborhood well.
So I would come to the library, work on homework, use the computer and things like that because I didn't have those resources at home.
And the pandemic only exacerbated the need for more resources. Voting is only one of many variables.
You know, having to worry about what my kids are going to eat every day might be is a bigger priority than going out to register to vote. So dealing with those things, right, basic necessities that people in the community have to go out and find in order to meet the needs of their family. So that alone, you know, will change our priorities.
With Black and Latino communities being hit the hardest by the pandemic, Rivera says that outreach might change in order to meet people where they are.
So completing a census or registering to vote is not at the top of your list when you're going through those things. So something to definitely think about. And, you know, we sympathize with that.
In order to work around these roadblocks, Rivera built connections prior to the pandemic through women empowerment groups and community gardens. Numbers indicate that there are more Latinos who are eligible to vote, but political science professor at the University of Connecticut, Charles Venator Santiago, says the challenge has been registering these potential voters.
So even though there's a high possibility that Latinos are going to participate, in Puerto Ricans in particular, because they're citizens, the conditions are also making it really hard for Puerto Ricans and Latinos to participate because of the economic crisis.
While potential voters can register online and request absentee ballots, Venator Santiago says that is a challenge for families who have temporary addresses or who may not have access to digital tools.
You need a physical place that has either digital access or some sort of access for people, Latinos in particular.
Sandra Rivera met Graciela Rivera through that women's empowerment group. She arrived from Puerto Rico in 1992 and has been living in Hartford ever since. Unlike Pablo Liriano, who had to wait 15 years for the right to vote, Sandra has been voting since she arrived from the island.
I now exercise my right to vote here in the United States because it's very important to vote. The difference from Puerto Rico is that there you get the day off, so everyone can go vote.
As an unincorporated territory of the United States, roughly 3 million Puerto Ricans living on the island will not have an electoral vote in the presidential election. In Sandra Rivera's case, as a citizen of the United States and a resident of Hartford, she can exercise her right to vote by mail.
Sometimes people may have disabilities, or maybe they can't write or they can't read. And I tell them that as long as I'm here, I can help to interpret, and from what I understand, I can help them.
While the mechanics of voting in the U.S. differ from other countries, there are other things that set it apart. Pablo Liriano remembers his time in the Dominican Republic when fraud and gunfire were part of the process. But he also says voting there is far more festive. Political parties and their supporters drive through the island in caravans, encouraging voters to participate. Now, Liriano finds himself in a different electoral system, and it took time. He was able to apply for citizenship because he was both over 55 and had been in this country for at least 15 years. After almost 17 years with his family in New York City, Liriano moved to Hartford 3 years ago.
Yo quería, el anhelo mío era venir a este gran país americano para gozar el gran privilegio que ustedes tienen aquí.
My desire was to come to this great country, America, to enjoy the great privilege you all have here. And I thank this country because it has had the freedom that man deserves here. It's a country that everybody wants to come to.
Because he says Hartford is his new home, and this is where he'll vote. Brenda León, Connecticut Public Radio.